that he's had to share him with the rest of the world, and they will continue doing so.
Jimmy Carter was 100. To South Korea now, where authorities say they've identified more than 140 of the people killed in this weekend's passenger jet crash. 179 people in total were killed, with only two survivors said to have non-life-threatening injuries. This is ABC News. Another athlete robbed.
Dallas Mavericks point guard Luka Doncic's home was broken into Friday during his team's road trip. Burglars allegedly taking jewelry valued at $30,000. The NFL, NBA, and NHL all warning its players of a South American crime syndicate, saying skilled criminals are increasingly targeting athletes' homes on game days.
Authorities are warning that these criminals are going as far as using drones and signal jamming technology.
ABC's Allison Kosick. The investigation into another celebrity robbery going to South America, a $9,000 Rolex stolen from the home of Keanu Reeves, has been found in Chile. And checkmate in Jeansgate at the top of the chess world. The International Chess Federation now saying top-ranked player Magnus Carlsen can play today. He quit on Friday after being fined for playing in jeans. The federation now allowing for what it calls minor variations in dress code. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., the North Lakeland Discovery Center invites you out to enjoy an evening snowshoeing on the Discovery Center's 1-mile snowshoe trail, with beautifully lit luminaries paving the way. You can bring your own snowshoes or borrow theirs for $5 a pair, limited quantities are available, and join them for hot chocolate, s'mores, and a bonfire following your hike. This is $7 for non-members and $5 for members. They ask that you please register by the 27th, and to register, call 715-543-2085. That's 715-543-2085. Once again, that's happening Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at 14006 Discovery Lane in Manitowish Waters. Wisconsin has lots of history to learn about. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
If you're looking for something unique to give, how about the history of Wisconsin? Here's Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge.
Maybe there's someone you know who really loves history. A great option for them is an annual membership to the Wisconsin Historical Society. History buffs will get free access to 12 historic sites and museums that are spread throughout the state, in addition to other benefits. They provide an option on their website to directly gift a membership.
You can buy an annual subscription on the Wisconsin Historical Society website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
This holiday season, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is celebrating the spirit of giving. Trusted for honesty, integrity, and top quality service, they wish their valued customers a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Experience great deals like a Dexis full synthetic oil change for just $49.95. Plus, remaining 2024 select Chevrolets are below GM employee prices, and select 2025s are priced below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The holiday season is normally seen as a joyful time of year to see family and friends, but some people are experiencing loneliness and grief. How do you act around, or what do you say to someone who is grieving? I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk about it next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up Seed Treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up Seed Treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Susan Springer is the founder of Suicide Prevention of Southwest Wisconsin. She has some advice on how to approach someone who is grieving during the holidays.
Don't try to minimize it like, oh, you know, it'll be fine in a couple years, or your grief will go away, you'll get back to normal. Don't minimize it, but just, you can even say, I don't know how you're feeling, but I'm here for you. You can give them a hug. As simple as that. If that's something that your relationship would allow, you can give them a hug or a pat on the back. But just keep including them in things. Because as a person that lost and is grieving, you feel awkward too.
Susan Springer, along with us from Suicide Prevention of Southwest Wisconsin, she also reminds us to check on people in your life who don't have family around or who are suffering from a loss. If you know someone who is experiencing a crisis, the National Suicide Hotline is 988. Stick around for a look at more agribusiness news coming your way.
Attend Dairy Strong and help celebrate the Dairy Business Association's 25th anniversary with a special reception the evening of January 16th in Green Bay. Dairy Strong is a must-attend event for everyone in dairy, bringing together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the most significant issues today. The conference, January 15th and 16th, is filled with innovation, collaboration, and excitement, wrapping up with a reception January 16th. Register at DairyStrong.org.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter passed away yesterday at the age of 100. Carter served as the 39th president of the United States from 1977 to 1981, and upon his death, he was the longest living former American president in our nation's history. In 2002, President Carter was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. The American and Wisconsin flags will fly at half staff across the state for 30 days following the death of a former president. In case you missed it, our top story last week heads to a Wisconsin farm to explore hunt clubs and historic tractors. You can listen to the story at MidwestFarmReport.com on our podcast page. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The Packers are swept by the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second time this season, the Packers lost to the Vikings, again by just 2 points, the final 27-25 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked, if the team has lost any confidence after being swept by both the Lions and now the Vikings this season.
Not at all. I told our guys at halftime, believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like was on us. So I told our guys, believe in ourselves. I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we were just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we was going to pull it out some type of way. We just fell short today.
The Packers will host the Bears next Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey. The Badgers beat the UConn Huskies 4-3 to win the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third time in 4 years Wisconsin has won the tournament. NBA, the Bucks are in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon against the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Tip-off time at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be foggy this morning, cloudy all day today with a high right around 35 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 23. Tomorrow, cloudy 28 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy and a lot colder with a high only in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21. 98 Q Country.
Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin. Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere
Goodbye spilled out like it been rehearsed. And there ain't no point in trying to change your mind. Seems like you got it all figured out. You're alright with the way this is going down. Don't tell me we could still be friends. Hang out on the weekend. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest. If you really believe there's a truth, you never loved me like I loved you. By the way you're talking, you would think you never had any real feelings for me. And if you think I could look across the bar, see you in someone else's arms, and I need you, who do you think you are? Hang out on the weekend, you're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do, it won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, if you really believe that's the truth, you never love me like I love you. Always told me you'd never leave me. You said I was your one.
Makes you think I want to hear you say,
we could still be friends. No, I don't want to be friends. Stop telling me, whoa, whoa. We could still be friends. Hang out on the weekends. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call. Drinking, and you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, you really believe that's the truth. You never loved me like I loved you. You never loved me like I loved you. You never loved me like I loved you.
Here's new country making a splash.
Hey guys, I'm Post Malone.
It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It's just this great music.
98Q Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? Talking true blue, out in the woods, down home, country.
She's a hot little number in her pickup truck. Daddy, sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick. Juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl. Sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots. She's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays. That's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay. She's country.
Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker. Undercover.
country.
Show 'em how country girl does it one time now.
Buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world, where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Mm-hmm. 98 Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
Yeah.
always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, oh, for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Travel anywhere you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. And if you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, oh, for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Country.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight. Kinda county light, kinda cold beer. Little hat down, little John Deere. I kinda give a damn, I kinda don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be. A small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt, she likes my old boots. Likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon, a world of city nights. And I ain't scared to get all up in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stick it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. I'm a rock star, she ain't gon' ever lose. A small town boy like me. I'm a ride or die, baby. I'm a cool, I'm a crazy. I'm a laid back in the front seat. I'm so with you till the end, girl. Let's turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me.
she's my lay back in the front seat. She my with me till the end, girl, I'm turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. Yeah, she loves a small town boy.
Dustin Lynch, 98Q Country. Small town boy, Monday morning. How you doing? Whew. That was the hot. There you go. The rear view mirror. Hang on, just let me take a look around here at Christmas and see if we still have everybody in the car. All right. Sometimes you're driving home from Christmas and it's just like, is everybody here? You're like halfway home and you're like, is everybody here? Yeah, it looks like if we go. Looks like most everybody is in the car. We got a 30th day of December looming for us today. And we've got a year 2025 just a couple of days away. I hope your Christmas season had some good things to it. The weather was mild. Mother Nature is just refusing to give us any snow, right? We just can't get enough to get the trails and all that stuff going. It's going to get colder this week. I don't see any significant snowfall in our forecast, at least for the next few days anyway. The Packers and Vikings played yesterday, a game that was very almost identical to the one they played earlier in the season, where the Vikings dominated through three quarters. And then the Packers said, okay, that's not working. Let's just let Jordan Love run around and see if he can create some stuff. And the Packers came back and made it interesting at the end, but the Vikings were able to hang on for, it was another two-point win, right? Did it finish at 2 points, 27-25? And the other one was, what, 31-29 or something like that when they played earlier in the year? The score was, I don't know, you walk away from that game yesterday and you're like, okay, are the Vikings that much better than the Packers? Because it sure felt like they were for most of the game, for both times they played this year. But then you look at the final score and you look at the end and just like, well, I don't know. One thing we know for sure is the Packers have lost control of where they will finish. Well, kind of, as far as the seeding goes. The Packers are in the playoffs, but they need Washington to lose now this weekend. Otherwise, the Packers will be the seventh seed. And that would put them at Philadelphia for the first round of the playoffs. We know one thing is for sure, the Packers are not going to play Detroit or Minnesota in the first round of the playoffs. That is for sure. Because Detroit or Minnesota will finish either as the one seed or the five, and it's impossible for the Packers to play them in the first round. Could be second round. But the Packers most likely would be at Philadelphia. If they finish that, they will be at Philadelphia. If they're the seventh seed, if they're the sixth seed, then they're going to, L.A. or Tampa or something like that. So the Packers, you're in. I mean, you're 11-5. Your chance to finish at 12-5 and be the last seed, a 12-win team, could be the final team to get into the playoffs. That's what it is now with a 17-game format. And that's what it is with the league not being balanced this year. Parity is not the word to use. And I have not heard that word in the National Football League this year because there's a lot of bad teams with young quarterbacks that are struggling to find their way. It looked like the Commanders were going to blow that game last night, but they did. And that was a big win for Washington. And again, that hurt the Packers' chances of moving up to that sixth seed and avoiding a first-round game at Philadelphia. That's kind of looking like what it's going to be. Washington plays Dallas this week. So the Packers need Washington to lose that game. Otherwise, they're going to be the seventh seed. Packer game will be at noon on Sunday. They announced that late last night. They do not announce the times or what day they're playing of the final week of the season until the second to last week is completed. It's not complete yet, but tonight's Lions game doesn't really have an effect on next week. So the games have been announced, and the Packers will play at noon on Sunday. So adjust your ice fishing slash weekend schedule accordingly. It'll be a noon kickoff Sunday for the Packers and the Bears in a game that does mean something, yeah. 6 or 7 seed is pretty big when you look at who they're going to play. Let's get you updated as we do each weekday morning. A little more Packer chat to come later on at 6:32. Let's get you news and sports with ABC getting us going.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Biden looking back on the life of former President Jimmy Carter, who died Sunday in Plains, Georgia.
I've been hanging out with Jimmy Carter for over 50 years, it dawned on me.
President-elect Donald Trump, a frequent critic of Carter, said in a statement that the 39th president did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans and that we all owe him a debt of gratitude. A state funeral has been set for January 9th. ABC's Steve Osunsami at the Carter Center in Atlanta.
These events, they've been planning them for years, but now, some of them are going to be taking place over a holiday. His son Chip is calling his father a hero, saying that he's had to share him with the rest of the world and they will continue doing so.
Jimmy Carter was 100. To South Korea now, where authorities say they've identified more than 140 of the people killed in this weekend's passenger jet crash. 179 people in total were killed, with only 2 survivors said to have non-life-threatening injuries. This is ABC News.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast Sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles they start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic Blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it in going Wheelway Autos with an S.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
The Packers are swept by the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second time this season, the Packers lost to the Vikings, again by just 2 points, the final 27-25 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked, if the team has lost any confidence after being swept by both the Lions and now the Vikings this season.
Not at all. I told our guys at halftime, believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like was on us. So I told our guys, believe in ourselves. I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we were just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we was going to pull it out some type of way. We just fell short today.
The Packers will host the Bears next Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey. The Badgers beat the UConn Huskies 4-3 to win the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third time in 4 years Wisconsin has won the tournament. NBA, the Bucks are in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon against the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Tip-off time at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit izervay.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be foggy this morning, cloudy all day today with a high right around 35 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 23. Tomorrow, cloudy 28 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy and a lot colder with a high only in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
98 Q Country. Country.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away. In even Paris and Rome, and I want to go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone, and I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. Back home. Let me go home. It'll all be all right. I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home.
AQ Country. Country.
Guitar moaning the blues make me wanna go back a case or two. They say honky tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go. 'Cause it sounds like the radio back in '94, you know. Hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Radio. Well, when I die,
the radio. Back in 94, you know, hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. It's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
Zach Top. Sounds like the radio at 98Q Country. 21 is our temp. Mild temperatures will come to a close here real soon. So if you like the mild stuff, get out there today. 35 will be the high today. 28 tomorrow. Teens likely as we get into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's going to be a much cooler weekend with overnight lows lingering at or below zero. Are we going to get any snow, you're saying, Mr. Morning Show Hotshot? No. It doesn't look like there's much in the way of any significant snowfall over the next 5 or 7 days. We'll see if that changes. I am at a dangerous level here this morning. I made a strategical error when it came to Christmas. I thought I was doing the right thing. I baked some Christmas cookies about, I don't know, a week to 10, maybe 2 weeks ahead of time. And then the batch didn't quite turn out the way we wanted, so I made another batch, and I've still got cookies at my house. Please, someone, just come and take them. Take them away from me, from my... I told my wife yesterday, I said, I'm afraid to stop. I said, if I stop eating these cookies, I'm afraid my system has grown accustomed to it, and I'm not sure what exactly is going to happen, but I am pretty sure that I'm at a dangerous blood sugar level this morning. I have not had a cookie yet today, and I probably, looking to see if there's any cookies out on the counter, I probably won't today, so it could get progressively worse here this morning as we kind of detox our way out of that the holiday mode, and I need to get him out of the house. I need to vamoose. I say vamoose. I hope your Christmas went well. Hope you had a chance to take a little time off. We did last week. I always tell people, anytime I don't have to set the alarm clock, I consider that a day off, even if I have to do some work later in the day. So I had a chance to do that most of last week, so very appreciative of that. We had a couple of grand prize winners with our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. I don't know if you heard, Chris Kaufman of Park Falls won a snowblower, and Jennifer, so we haven't confirmed, I don't know, have we confirmed her last name yet? It's just Jennifer, all right. She won a luggage set also, and we had a lot of winners of $100. I think I totaled up like, there was a lot. There was a lot. It goes well over $1,000 went out the door to some local people. So congratulations. More contests to come here in the next few weeks as we kick off the year 2025, effective on Wednesday, right? Today? Doesn't seem like, I don't know, just kind of a weird holiday with the Christmas Day and New Year's Day in the middle of the week for me. It's just, I can't quite grasp the end of 2024 here. Let's get some words of wisdom to get us vaulted into a work day today. For those of you who are working, let's take a moment here to focus on the family.
Let me ask you an important question. Do you have family dinners at your house? If not, I want to encourage you to give it a try. Studies show that your kids will be less likely to use drugs and alcohol, they'll achieve better grades, and they'll be emotionally healthier if you do. The question is, how can families find time to eat together when their lives are so hectic? And I can certainly relate to that problem. My wife and I are juggling busy schedules just like you. So we know bringing everyone together can be tough. But one thing you can do is to start small. Don't shoot for a family dinner every night of the week. One or two evenings may be the best you can do. And that's a good start. You can add a few more nights once you get into the swing of things. Most of all, Remember this, the point isn't just to sit together at the dinner table. It's to engage with one another, to have relationship. My wife and I make sure that the kids use that time to talk about their day. And if I'm coming home late from work, Jean will delay dinner just a bit, even give the boys a snack to hold them over until I can be home with the family. Family time is that important to us. Why all the fuss? Well, because we only have a few years to influence our children while they're in the home, and we want to make the most of those fleeting moments. Eating together is one of the easiest ways we've found to accomplish that. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, parents. Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly Age and Stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today. This New Year's Eve, Northwood Supper Club in Fifield invites guests to a grand buffet celebration. Begin with a salad bar and homemade rolls, then enjoy loaded mashed potatoes, wild rice pilaf, bacon-wrapped stuffed chicken breasts, a seafood medley, glazed salmon, and more. You'll love the prime rib carving station, glazed ham, and roast turkey, but don't forget Lisa's exquisite desserts and signature cocktails. Serving 5 to 8 p.m. on New Year's Eve, December 31st. Call Northwood Supper Club to reserve at 715-762-4447. Located in Fifield, just look for the big red-nosed deer.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you having the holiday horrors, trying to figure out the perfect gift for everyone on your list? So many people, so few ideas. It's terrifying. But guess what? I have the perfect gift you can give everyone. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. That's right, hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. They're the perfect gift for a mother, for a father, grandma, grandpa, for the kids, for a friend, for a coworker, and for your boss who you're hoping gives you that big holiday bonus. For everybody. Because Skechers Slip-ins don't cost a ton of money. They last a long time, and people will appreciate them forever. Every time they slip your gift on, they will smile. And why are they smiling? Because with Skechers Slip-ins, they'll never have to touch their shoes again. Just step into them and they're on. With no bending down, no retying the laces, and you are good to go. And they're so easy to give. No more wandering the store, no more scrolling online wondering what to get people. Give the newest thing, the most convenient change in footwear that's ever been. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Find Skechers Slip-ins for the holidays at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by.
I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away yesterday at 100 years old. His one term in office was known for several foreign policy accomplishments, but overshadowed by the Iran hostage crisis. Author and ABC News contributor Mark Updegrove says he didn't let that damper his outlook of the office.
He did not think his presidency was failed in any way. He didn't think that he was erroneous in any way in the decisions that he made. So that's very important to note. But he said, but I want to be remembered for peacemaking and human rights. And I think that the only former president to win a Nobel Peace Prize, he will be remembered for just that.